But look at this. Now, this is the second. Jesus, number one in verse 5, forgives sins. But look at verse 8. Here's the second thing to learn about what Jesus did. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were reasoning thus within themselves, he said, how do you like this? You're a disciple and you're going, yay, look, that guy came to the ceiling. Oh, he forgave his sins. The scribes are getting hot around the collar. And all of a sudden, you listen to Jesus, and Jesus looked at the scribes, and he lifted his eyes from the man he'd just forgiven sins, and he looked right into their eyes, and he read their thoughts. Do you know what the disciples realized? If he can read their minds, he can read mine. Do you know what they realized? He not only forgives sins, he reads minds. He knows our thoughts. That's the second thing you discover as you're mining for gold in the Gospel of Mark, that Jesus can read minds. He perceives and he answers their thoughts that they had never spoken. Can you imagine how unnerving it was for them? They're sitting there and they're smugly saying, this guy's blaspheming inside their minds. But, you know, on the outside they're smiling because, you know, they're supposed to be religious and everything. And Jesus said in verse 8, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you? Or to say, arise, take up your bed, and walk? See, he heard all of them collectively. And they were saying, yeah, he picked the easy one. Nobody knows whether he forgave their sins or not. You can't see that. You can't see sins. And only God can forgive sins. And so he claimed to be God, but you can't tell. So he says, okay. You wonder about that? You wonder? Okay. But that you may know, verse 10, that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And again, the climactic moment. I mean, the guy through the ceiling, laying there, stiff, contorted. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And everybody was first amazed, and then they were kind of starting to doubt whether he could even do that, because only God could do that. He said to the paralytic, verse 11, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. I mean, Jesus heals this man with just a word. And look at the amazing response, verse 12, immediately. By the way, over 150 times you find this concept of immediately, 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 immediately in this little book. It's constantly all the way through. And immediately he arose, took up his bed, went out in the presence of all of them so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. No, they hadn't. And no, they wouldn't again. Because God was in their midst.